I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. With the exception of a few areas, the Southeast region is faring well this growing season with plenty of moisture and mild temperatures. The same cannot be said, however, for the western U.S., where grain crops are suffering. Pam Knox of the University of Georgia Extension writes the weather and climate update for Georgia and the Southeast. Knox says for July, a pattern of cooler and wetter than normal conditions is expected to continue across a lot of the region, except for the Carolinas, which are predicted to be warmer than normal. These wet conditions are expected to last through the summer and into the fall, although the three-month outlook for July through September does lean towards warmer than normal temperatures. Knox writes that this is due to the long-term upward trend in temperatures across the Southeast since about 1960. She says it is an active storm season and producers should continue to keep a watchful eye on forecasts. And as we mentioned, the western drought is having a negative impact on small grains like spring wheat and barley. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
There's just really no good news for those areas. It's getting late enough in the season. Those crops have been heading out for some time now. And so during a time when they should be adding grain or filling, there's just no moisture to allow those crops, those plants, to fill out properly.
This will likely be a very poor production year for small grains throughout the West. With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.